I'm at the Bethel Woods Museum in Bethel, New York, in Sullivan County, and I'm speaking with Wade Lawrence, who is the museum director. Good afternoon.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this museum. How did it begin, from the beginning?
Well, the museum at Bethel Woods is at the site of the original Woodstock Festival, which took place in 1969. The festival took place here, and for years people made the pilgrimage to see the site of the Woodstock Festival. In 1996, the property came up for sale, and the Gary Foundation purchased the property, tried a few concerts on the field to see if it was feasible to continue doing concerts here, and realized that it was a great place to build a performing arts center, a center for the arts.
They built. If people come here, it is absolutely beautiful. It's just hills and just a beautiful location.
We did a lot of work to preserve what was here. We purchased 1,000 acres so that it wouldn't be developed into strip malls. And the festival field is very much like it was in 1969.
Now, people can come here for concerts, which are really great, but they can also come to see the museum. Could you tell us about what they get when they come to see the museum?
Yeah, the museum was originally conceived as sort of a walkthrough for people that were on their way to the concerts to get a feel for what Woodstock was all about. But we found out very early that the story is much bigger than just the three-day festival. It's about the whole generation of the 1960s. And so we built our museum as a world-class multimedia experience to look at the effects of the Vietnam War, the Cold War, civil rights movement, the Kennedy era, the fashion and the music of the 60s. How did that change the world? And then looking forward, how can music and the arts change the world again?
And we get to see some of the heroes that brought us the festival. Do you want to tell us something about some of those heroes?
Oh, gosh. The Woodstock Festival is famous for the musicians. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, The Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, Richie Havens, Joan Baez, Joe Cocker, Creedence Clearwater. It goes on and on and
but,
on.
But also just like Max Yasker, the story
Max
of him.
Max Yasker, what a hero. The festival took place on his farm. Actually, it took place on his alfalfa field. He was a dairy farmer here in Sullivan County, and the festival performers, the festival organizers needed a place to host their festival. They had lost the site that they had.
It was supposed to be in Woodstock.
It was supposed to be in Woodstock. Then it was moved to Wallkill near Middletown.
And they had just 1 month to find a place.
1 month, and they miraculously found Max Yasger.
And he had to stand up against the whole town.
Yeah, Max, he was a pioneer in this part of Sullivan County, a Jewish man creating a dairy farm in a part of Sullivan County that was not friendly to Jews. And later, when the Woodstock developer or Woodstock promoters came to him, he let them have his alfalfa field for their festival for just peanuts. He didn't make a fortune on that. But then when his friends, neighbors, business people around here started boycotting his products and issuing death threats because he was going to have this hippie festival on his land, he stood up for their rights. He was a conservative. Most likely he was Republican. I don't know how he voted, but he was definitely not a fan of rock and roll or the counterculture.
Right, but for freedom.
And yet he went on record as saying, this is America. We fought wars for the right of people to congregate. These kids have every right to be here. They're going to have their rock festival on my land. And he stood up for it.
And then there was groups of people that just came to provide food, to provide security. They just came from all over the country for this.
Yeah, the developers of the festival knew that they needed somebody to handle crowd control. So on one level, they hired a real button-down kind of guy to develop a security plan, and the plan was to bring in off-duty New York City policemen, leave their weapons at home, and just come here to enforce the peace. The other part of it was inviting a commune from northern New Mexico called the Hog Farm. He flew them up. They chartered a plane and flew the whole commune to JFK and then bused them here to the festival site. And they were brought in to set up campgrounds and help with logistics. And as the problems got worse with the weather, with the lack of food, with the lack of sanitation, the hog farm commune stepped up and developed soup kitchens and medical tents, a trips tent where they would talk people down from bad acid trips. And the hog farmers really stepped up. They weren't hired for it. They just saw the need. They knew that they could help, and they did it. And I think that created the spirit of Woodstock. You talk to people who are at the festival, and the thing they comment on all the time is how everybody worked together. There was no violence. And as bad as the conditions were, it was a community, and everybody worked together to make it work. And it did.
People have to come here. Thank you very much, Wade Lawrence.
It's been my pleasure.